We got to start with the Richie stuff. Statements released by both the Miami Dolphins, as mentioned, and the NFLPA just a few minutes ago on behalf of Richie Incognito. Now, today was supposed to be the day there was a grievance hearing that was going to take place. And as I've sort of, you know, casually and regularly mentioned on the show, you know, this was more about, you know, Richie and his guys, you know, working with the Dolphins to try and figure out how much of his contract, if not all of it, he is owed moving forward. You know, he's suspended right now. So this wasn't really a football thing so much as it was a money thing. But obviously, it's still relevant. And here's the statement released by the Dolphins, again, less than an hour ago. The Miami Dolphins and Richie Incognito have agreed to postpone his grievance hearing during this ongoing suspension. Richie is cooperating fully with the NFL investigation and will meet with Ted Wells. So that was the statement from the Dolphins. And then the NFLPA released a statement on behalf of Richie Incognito that read, "I have agreed to postpone my expedited arbitration hearing until after the investigation by Ted Wells is complete. I will cooperate fully with the ongoing investigation with a goal of resuming my career with the Miami Dolphins at the conclusion of this investigation. I love my teammates, and I hope we can put this distraction behind us soon." That's Richie Incognito in a statement originally put out there by the NFLPA. So, a lot of stuff thrown up out there. And so what does it all mean? Obviously, we don't necessarily have all of the answers to that. Mike Florio, writing on ProFootballTalk.com just a little while ago, in his story wrote, "It's unclear why Incognito agreed to abandon his effort to force a return to the team. The move all but guarantees that Incognito's challenge to his suspension won't be resolved before he misses the maximum 4 games under the labor deal. It's possible the Dolphins have promised to reinstate or release Incognito after Sunday's game against the Panthers. They have the ability to suspend him through the December 1st game against the Jets." So Florio's theory basically is that perhaps they've promised to either reinstate or release him maybe sooner than they would have to. That's the theory, which kind of makes sense, because if he and his people are going to agree to delay the hearing, what are they getting in return? It's a theory. It's one of the things that's out there. But again, you know, this stuff is still all very exploratory. And if you want to look big picture, Troy, maybe the most interesting thing is Richie saying, "Hey, I'm going to cooperate fully with this investigation." And so that's good. You know, for those of us who are sort of just waiting to find out what actually ends up happening, you know, the more information that Ted Wells has, I think the better when all is said and done.
No question about it. I'm thinking from Richie's seat, him and his camp, they're sitting there saying, this investigation is going through, and we believe that we really, yeah, although we've done some things wrong, we haven't really done what we've been accused of doing wrong. And I believe that they think that they have a pretty good shot of things working out in their favor once this total investigation is done. Who knows what the players and coaches are saying to Wells as he has been in the building interviewing people. But I get a sense that it's kind of going in the favor of a Jonathan Martin as well. I have no proof of that whatsoever, but that's just the feeling that I'm getting. Yeah, the Miami Dolphins, they could release him or reinstate him, you know, after Sunday's game and the four-game maximum period where they really have to make a decision. We may have to wait and see to that date, but I'm thinking Richie is, he's been defending himself all the way through. He must think that there's some good news coming in his favor.
Yeah, Richie, you know, he's definitely one of those guys. He's not going to back down. And you go and you listen to the statements, Jesse and Troy, and you get the perception that, hey, I'm not going to try to, you know, overthrow the organization, or I'm not going to try to put my ex-teammates at harm as well, you know, with this investigation going on. And I'm pretty sure, you know, a lot of communication has been, you know, with these guys throughout the course, not much, but just trying to check in and see how he's doing, both of these guys, and really we just got to just sit here and wait and let the NFL do their investigation, and that is what I think the NFLPA is going to allow as well, you know, for Richie making that statement, and it's coming from the PA, to try to just keep this thing all together. Let's try to figure out, you know, the best way to resolve it, because, you know, this is one of these cases where, you know, we've never seen it before. It never really happened. So coming from Richie's camp, the NFL and the NFLPA, we have to see how it plays out, and then we can go from there. But a lot of waiting, and guys are very comfortable in the situations that the NFL is putting the players in the locker room in. And Richie, I don't think he wants to disturb that, and that's why he's able to go on and say, hey, I'll sit back and wait till this investigation is over.
So that's a little bit of where we're at right now. And again, still far more questions than answers.
Oh, yeah.
However, one answer has been provided, at least reportedly. Mike Florio, again on ProFootballTalk.com, says Richie's interview with Ted Wells will be today or tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So again, Incognito is in the building at some point today. He may very well still be here. That investigation, that conversation could be taking place right now. We don't know. But again, Mike Florio of ProFootballTalk.com says per a leaked source, the interview expected to happen Thursday or Friday. Today, of course, being Thursday. And so, again, you think back to the other day when Ted Wells met with Jonathan Martin, and remember New York, and everybody was camped out outside of the building. He was in there for like 7.5 hours. Mm-hmm. So you wonder if the incognito side is going to take that long. One would think at least close to it. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, he's got to respond to everything that Martin told him, or to a lot of the things that Martin told Ted Wells. And so Richie Incognito's got to respond to all of that. But anyway, an interesting afternoon here, obviously. I knew it was going to be a little bit of a different day when I pulled in this morning and the Channel 7 news helicopter was up ahead on the doctor's hospital training facility. No, I guess there was no traffic, so they said, hey, let's just send him to Davie and keep an eye on the Dolphins situation. So it was indeed a little bit of a nutty day.